Justin getting to a point where his play is, Russ's health is sort of immaterial, you're just staying with the guy where the team's...
There's a potential for that, but we're not there as I stand here today.
Is there anything Justin can do to prove it right now while Russ is injured?
Play well. Win. That's our business.
That's Mike Tomlin from Tuesday, talking about Justin Fields, talking about the hot hand. Is Wilson's health immaterial because of how well Justin Fields had been playing? Tomlin said it wasn't at that point yet. What's he need to do? He needs to play well, and the Steelers need to win. Did they win the game, Dorm?
Nope.
Did he play well?
No.
I don't think so. Mike Tomlin's going to start Russell Wilson this weekend, I think. I think that's obvious. If Wilson's healthy, and you heard Collinsworth talk about it, you heard Tirico talk about it, the meeting that they had with Russell Wilson, Russ is confident that he'll be able to go this week. If he's good, if he's healthy, if he practices in full, I think Tomlin's going to start him, man. And all you got to do is listen to that answer for the reasons why. Would you do it, though?
Yeah.
No!
Oh! I would. I mean, I'm trying to get in Mike Tomlin's mind first before I say what I want to do. He's going to monitor the week. So tomorrow in the press conference, he's going to say that Russ is going to have more work this week.
Yeah.
But he knows that Russ will be a full participant in practice. All I know is Russ will take first team reps this week. I'm not saying he's going to take all the first team reps. I'm not saying he's going to take half, but I know that Russell Wilson will be in there with that first team this week. You can damn well bet on it. And then Mike Tomlin will make that judgment call probably come Friday to see what it looks like. It's been how many weeks since Russell Wilson got re-injured the calf? What, 6 weeks? 6 weeks? That's enough time. I bet you Russell Wilson was healthy enough to go for this game. He wanted to give Justin Fields, remember we talked about last week, there's a lot of chips and a lot of boxes that need checked. And you know how Mike Tomlin operates. All right, young man, Justin Fields, let's see what you do in primetime against the Dallas Cowboys whenever everybody's watching. Now that's that direct check the box type moment. And I don't think that Justin Fields checked it in Mike Tomlin's mind. So Mike Tomlin always thought that Russell Wilson was the starter of this football team. He was always in pole position. He got injured. He still thinks he's the starter of this football team. Russell Wilson fits more of Mike Tomlin's mentality. Not saying that Justin Fields can't change his opinion of how the quarterback position is played at some point, but that point ain't right now in Mike Tomlin's mind. So I'm with you, Crowley. I think that he does end up starting Russell Wilson in Vegas on Sunday. I really do.
I wouldn't do it, but I think he is going to do it for sure. Everything you said, I buy 100%. Like, Russell Wilson's going to get his opportunity, and if he plays well in practice, if he shows he can be mobile and move around and do his Russell Wilson stuff, he's going to be the guy. I haven't been told that, but Educated guess, real educated guess from you. You hear the way Tomlin talked about Fields last week, and he left open the possibility that if Fields went out there and played well in primetime against the Dallas Cowboys in a helmet matchup when the entire world's watching, he could have grabbed this thing, man. Justin Fields could have grabbed this thing, and he didn't. And I thought early on he did not play well. Some shots down the field. Arthur Smith gave him the opportunity. They called shots. No, that's been the big thing. Oh, the starts are bad. The starts are bad. The starts are bad. The starts have been bad. And I think a lot of that has been the conservative play calling. With the 3rd-and-8 toss play aside, right, I thought they were aggressive early in this game. And I know Connor Hayward said after the game he should have caught that ball. Okay, Connor is going to put it on himself. I'm sure Justin Fields is going to put that on him too, to put the ball in a better position where he can run under it and maybe score a touchdown on that play if it's a better ball. And we've seen pinpoint, drop it in the bucket accuracy from Justin Fields through the first 4 games of this season. The accuracy wasn't quite there in this one. We saw... Big guy, Darnell Washington, seam route, have an opportunity there, missed throw. Multiple missed opportunities, particularly early in this game. Now, Justin Fields did lead the go-ahead touchdown drive late in the game, and kudos to him. That's what Kenny Pickett used to do, and then we would sit here and we talk about how clutch Kenny was. He was clutch late in the game, but they put up 226 total yards of offense. So if Mike Tomlin wants to go to Russell Wilson, he's got all the reason in the world now that he can go to Russell Wilson, and I think that he will. I wouldn't do it, because I think that Justin Fields deserves a mulligan. Like I said that going into the game. He gets one bad game at the very least, and I would let him have an opportunity to bounce back. He's not the reason, in my opinion, they lost to Indianapolis. That's not even a mulligan game for me. He's the reason why they came back in the game. It was a loss, and now you've lost two in a row. This game was bad. The result was bad. I'd give him one more shot.
See, with Mike Tomlin's thinking, I think that he has to think that Russell Wilson being in there looks a lot better. Like, for him to even be in a situation and not saying that Justin Fields was the starter last week or the week before. And I just don't think that you're in a position right now where you lost two in a row that you can afford to really lose another one. I don't think that you're in that position. I mean, you know that Cincinnati's basically out of it, but it's a race between you and the Baltimore Ravens, and I don't think that you can afford to lose on the road to a Raiders team that has so much turmoil. You lose that game? Oh, man. With Justin Fields? Oh, man. Like, I don't think that they can afford at this point. I know it's still somewhat early, but they want to keep that race and keep ahead a little bit in that race. And this is a game. This is a crucial game because it's a team that you should beat. And I think that if Russell Wilson is in there in Mike Tomlin's mind, he doesn't have to worry about a fumbled snap. He doesn't – in his mind. I'm not saying that it won't happen. I don't know.
I get it.
But in his mind, that fumble with the whole Salemalu deal, like, I think that might have sealed the deal there. He even brought it up after the game.
Yes.
Like, we can't have fumbles, even though that he knows that Salemalu got ran over. That's Justin's fault in his mind, and he does not care. You're not going to sway him either way. That is Justin's fault. And you can't have that.
You can't have it last week. You're right about that. They win the turnover battle 3-0, and they have a chance to win the game on the defensive side, and he brings up that fumble that they recover.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of stuff that sticks in Mike Tomlin's gourd that he's going to reference in the press conference tomorrow when he says Russell's going to be our guy if he's healthy enough to play. I buy that 100%. Again, I wouldn't do it. I'm giving Justin Fields a mulligan. I do understand what you're saying, though. You can't lose 3 in a row.
No.
And it would be, it's the third consecutive game they should win the game. Like, you should be better than Indy, and you lose. You should be better at home, prime time, banged up Dallas team, both offensively and defensively. They lose the game. So, Tomlin, he's got all the ammunition he needs to make this decision now. If Russ is healthy, he's going with him. We see eye to eye on that. You say you would go with Russ. I say go with Justin Fields. What do you think people think? Let's open it up. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. I'm anxious, actually. And I also have one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
In order for to me to think that Mike Tomlin thinks that this could be better with Russell Wilson, it has to be the ability to get to the line and to get guys in the right spots and to check in to check out of things. That has to be the main reason. To feel comfortable with him doing that, because they're not comfortable clearly with Justin Fields doing that. He even stated that with the running play. Now, he did check one time when there was a running play. I think he just killed it to the opposite side.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like killing out of the run play into a different play, which he knows that Russell Wilson has ability to do. Takes a lot of onus off the offensive coordinator and Mike Tomlin. That has to me. I'm just throwing this out there. I don't know for a fact. I mean, between me and you, I that has to be the reason why he thinks that Russell Wilson would be a better option at this point.
He probably feels Russell's going to put the ball on the ground less.
Yes.
And I would imagine, yeah, that Russell Wilson's going to have autonomy at the line of scrimmage. When you've got a ring and you've been in the league for as long, those are the kind of guy Mike Tomlin loves and gravitates to. I wish they would have given Justin Fields the opportunity to at least see if he could do it, but clearly they don't have enough trust in him, which is also telling. It's also instructional.
Just very odd that you don't think that a quarterback can check a play.
In his fourth year, this isn't, you know, he doesn't have the veteran status that Russell Wilson does, but this is a veteran quarterback. It's year four. Let him get up there and check in and out of stuff. Let him change plays. Let him tap the helmet. It's ridiculous. All right. We've said our piece. Doran wants to go with Russ. I want to go with Fields. We both think that Tomlin is going to go with Russell Wilson against Vegas. 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. Best caller on this wins two tickets to the Black Crows. Love the Black Crows at UPMC Event Center on October 29th. Who do you think Tomlin's going to start this weekend? Who do you want Tomlin to start this weekend? 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
You know, some of it was lack of execution by us. Some of it was top quality execution by them. we own it. We got to be better. You know, you plus three in some of those instances, man, it shouldn't come down to that. So we didn't do a lot of things well enough to secure victory, no doubt.
Mike Tomlin talking specifically, at least to start there, about the offense. Dorn and I feel like he's going to go with Russell Wilson this weekend against Las Vegas if, of course, Russ is healthy enough. And I want to go with Fields. I want to give Fields another opportunity. I think four out of the five games he had winning performances, they were 3-1. One of those games they did come up with an L. I thought it was actually the best he looked, weirdly. And it was in that loss. I'd give him one more chance. If he plays well, great. If he doesn't play well, all right, you got to win football games, right? And Russell Wilson, at that point, for me, would be worth a look. But Fields has played well, again, in four out of the five games. So for me, I'd go with him. He stunk last night, though. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I want to see Fields out there again because he earned it. Like, he did. If he doesn't play, he gaffed his opportunity.
Mm.
I can't look at it other than that. Like, you had a chance prime time. Go out there against Dallas, a defense that stinks. That defense stinks, and their best two players are out. So if Russell Wilson does get inserted into the lineup, Justin Fields is going to have to take the responsibility for it too, and I expected him to be very good in this game. He'd kind of gone up and up and up and up with every performance. This was by far his worst of the year. You're not going to win a lot of football games, man, when you throw for 131 yards.
You're just not.
No.
No? It's just not going to happen.
I like that they used some design run early on in the game. I thought they probably could have gone to that well more often. I think you and I were all over that last week. Justin Fields, though, in totality, he didn't play well enough to secure victory.
Mm-hmm.
And we think Russell Wilson will be the guy if healthy on Sunday. 412-928-9370. Who do you think Tomlin's going to go with? Who do you want Tomlin to go with? We'll start with Brian in the North Shore. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
Definitely got to be Russell Wilson. It's got to be Russell Wilson after that game, 100%. You need an NFL quarterback who can throw into tight windows. And eventually your quarterback, no matter how good your defense is going to have to win you a game. Fields cannot do it. I like what they're trying to do with them, running the ball, all of that. But the other problem there is the offensive line right now stinks.
It does, yeah.
Maybe it'll get better, but right now it 100% stinks. And I just one other point. Offensive roster construction is a huge problem. They have no secondary receiver. That's a big problem. And if you just take the last four first-round draft picks, all on offense, Najee Harris, love him, tough as nails, average running back. Kenny Pickett, not on the roster. Broderick Jones now suddenly totally stinks. And our first-round pick from this year out for the season. We're getting zero plays from our first-round picks. It's in 2024 in the NFL, those guys got to produce. The offensive roster construction is not set right now for us to do the play the way we want to play. That's why you got to switch a quarterback. You got to hope Russell Wilson can make plays at the quarterback spot
and become a spark. I get what you're saying there. I will disagree with his earlier points, though, that Justin Fields can't throw it into tight windows.
Yeah, he can.
He absolutely can.
You know, I've seen him a bunch of times.
Yeah.
He did that yesterday, too.
He did it at times yesterday. He absolutely did it against the Chargers. And in the second half against Indianapolis, I mean, coming into this game, he had the seventh best completion percentage in the NFL. And we've talked about this. It's not like his receivers have a ton of separation out there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's completing the ball at a high rate into tight windows. I also think he can be a catalyst for why they win. He did it against the Chargers. They were tied 10-10, and he and the offense actually took over in that game. And, hey, I know the fumbled snap happened, and he took responsibility for that against Indianapolis. He also did will them back and play well enough to get them back into that football game. So I'll disagree with the first couple of points. As for roster construction and wanting to get a spark, look, if you feel that way, I do get it. The roster offensively probably is not good enough. And if you want a spark, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I would still go with Justin Fields, but I think I have a tougher time making my argument than people like you, Doran, and 65% of the people on this Twitter poll who do want to see Russell Wilson.
Well, if your offensive construction is the way it is and you want to go tight end late in the offense, you're not going to win that way unless you have a quarterback that can elevate everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what we've seen so far is George Pickens throughout the games that they have produced on offense has been targeted at a high amount. Yesterday, he wasn't. And whatever it is, whatever the defense did, maybe, and whatever the Mike Tomlin with the reps cut down, whatever that excuse is, you know, that's the way that the Steelers are constructed to win. It's like, okay, we need to get George the ball, and he's going to get us in good field position, and that didn't happen yesterday, and you can't rely on anybody else. I mean, look at Jalen Tolbert. Jalen Tolbert is the third, fourth receiver on that team when everybody is healthy. He had 90-some yards yesterday, tore the Steelers apart. What would he do as the number two receiver on the Steelers? The number two receiver on the Steelers can't even come close to that. That is an issue. You're not going to be able to win with four tight ends. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, we'll get into Devonta Adams, I'm sure, at some point. If not today, then as the week progresses. But you got one real threat catching the football.
Yes.
At the wide receiver position.
And whenever he is not going, you lose.
Because we know that. Mike Zimmer's a smart guy. Defensive coordinators are smart dudes. That's why they have the jobs they have. If we can circle it, well, you're a smart guy too. If I can circle it, that's what they're doing. Hey, let's take Pickens out of the game and see what they can do. Because you know what they also can't friggin' do right now is run the ball.
Right.
At all. Against that soft defense without their two best players? Pathetic. There was an answer that Justin Fields had to a question after the game. I'm not going to go so far as to say his answer is pathetic. It was alarming, however. We'll let you hear what he had to say about the identity of this Pittsburgh Steelers offense, and we'll continue taking your calls at 412-928-9370. We'd love to hear from you on the text line as well. Brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We've been talking Justin Fields v. Russell Wilson. This is the week. Russ told the broadcast booth in the production meeting that he feels like he's going to be ready to go. I'm paraphrasing there, but you see it trending in that direction. I really thought Russ would be the backup in this game. I think he'll be getting starters reps this week. Should he, though? 412-928-9370. Justin Fields after the game. I thought this was alarming, Doran. Asked about the team's offensive identity.
No, I think we have our identity.
What is that identity?
What are the identity options in football? I've never heard of a team having an identity. I think we have an identity. I just don't know, what it is. Like, I've never heard necessarily an option for, an identity. I think we ran the ball well today. Like I said, I think we just missed shots and, shot ourselves in the foot again. So, I don't think, we're one of those teams looking for our identity. I think we know who we are. We're a team that, predicates on, running the football and staying on schedule on first and second down and then executing on third down. But we just didn't, get the job done. So
stop.
I don't know the word to,
Justin,
necessarily label the identity, but those are some intangibles and characteristics of who we are.
Punt. I mean, Tomlin, Bill Cowher, these are guys, they don't mind a good punt. Chuck Noll didn't mind a good punt. Sometimes you just want to punt. About halfway through that minute-long answer, Justin, just give it up, man. Yeah. Just give it up.
Yeah.
We know what this team wants to be. We know they want to run the ball. And through the first three games of the season, even when at points they hadn't run it well, they kept running it. That's what they want to be. That's how they're designed. Right now, they are not a good running football team. Last week, Najee Harris was terrible. It's not all on him, but he got called out by a member of that Colts defense. 14 carries, 42 yards. We talked about it on Friday, man. Like, this was supposed to be the Najee Harris game. This should have been the get-right game. No Lawrence, no Parsons, on a defense that couldn't stop a nosebleed on the ground coming into this game. And it was not the get-right game. 26 for 92, that's not good enough. So, frankly, Justin Fields, when you're saying we ran the ball well today, I don't know what game you're playing. You did not run the ball well. Now, he had a couple of decent runs, but he only had a long run of 8. 6 of 27. I was expecting more from him, but I was absolutely expecting more from Najee Harris, man. And this is a team. If they can't run the ball, they're going to have problems offensively. No doubt about that.
You say that they know what they want to be. They know what they want their identity to be. What do you think their identity is right now, 7:30 a.m. on Monday? Like, what are they?
They're a bad offense.
Okay. So then where do you go? There's only one direction really to go.
is go with Russell Wilson. I mean, I think I would open it up a little bit more for Fields. Now, they tried too early, and he didn't make good on it. So that part's on him. I give another shot at it. But I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're supposed to be this team that's good at running the football. You can't do that. Your quarterback played like crap in this game. Is your running game going to get fixed overnight? Probably not. So you can break glass in case of emergency. And there's one fix potentially staring you right in the face, and that's Russell Wilson. I get it. It's why my side of the argument here is a lot tougher to make than yours. And maybe that just means I'm wrong. But I think Justin Fields had done enough good things through four games that I wasn't going to put him on the shelf for one bad performance. But make no mistake, it was a bad performance. And that answer is alarming.
Yeah, I think he got caught. That was a tough question in a way, but he made it tougher.
He did.
All he had to say was our identity is winning football games and just kind of be a machine or be a computer.
Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson would be a computer.
He'd be a computer.
He would answer that
question the right way. He'd filibuster. He'd be political, and you know, he knows what the – he already knows the questions. And, yeah, that was a tough look because then you couldn't say what your identity really is because you don't know.
It was like Michael Scott, the whole, yeah, sometimes I start a sentence and I don't really know how I'm going to finish it.
Yes.
That's kind of what happened
there. Yes, we've all been there.
Yes, we have. I don't know what I've said today for an hour and 41 minutes, frankly. I think I'm still half asleep. Rich in Wilkes-Barre, he's awake. He always is awake. What's up, Rich?
Hair to dog, man. Hair to dog.
Little whiskey ginger in the morning. Let's go.
Oh, God. I think he's going to start Wilson just for the simple fact that Wilson was his starter from day one, barring the injury. He looked at Justin Fields as a game manager until Wilson came back. Even if they would have won last night, he still would probably go with Russell Wilson. The only thing I think, too, is if they put Wilson in and they lose, do you think that Tomlin starts getting some heat? Because they made a lot of moves this offseason to put him in, you know, prime real estate for a playoff run.
Rich, appreciate the call.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that in the hallway a couple segments ago, Doran.
Yes.
Like, if Fields starts and loses, Tomlin's going to get crushed.
Mm-hmm.
If Russ comes in and plays really well, Fields is going to get crushed probably.
Yeah.
And if Russell Wilson comes in, and you brought this up, so I don't want to take credit for it. If Russell Wilson comes in and spreads the ball around and the offense looks really good, that's going to be nice for this year's football team because you're going to think, okay, maybe Russ can take them places. It's going to make me pretty much doubt everything I saw from Justin Fields, though, through five games.
Right. Like, if you look at the big picture, you're in the best case scenario is a win-lose situation. Well, if you go with Justin, he plays bad, then you're in a lose situation, and then you go with Russ. If Russ goes in and he plays good, then you know that possibly Justin isn't your future quarterback, at least where we stand right now, because there's such a gap and the difference between Russ and Justin. If Russ goes in there and looks bad, and he gets the start and looks bad, then you look at the front office, and you're like, okay, well, you thought you were going to hit on one of these quarterbacks. Now there's none.
If Russ plays, and we both expect him to play, Mike Tomlin was asked, what does Fields need to do to be the hot hand for you to keep riding with him? Play well and win. He did neither of those things last night. So you and I think it's going to be Russ. If Russ comes in and stinks, he's going to get a second shot.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to bring Russ Wilson in and then him lose to Vegas, and then you say, okay, we're back to Justin Fields. He's going to get an opportunity to prove himself. And I'm not sure which is worse. If Russ plays and is very good, I'm going to go, oh gosh, I guess Justin Fields probably isn't the future of the quarterback position. But if Russ comes in and stinks, now you're looking, oh boy, you're back where you were before. Is this a 9-win team? Is this an 8-win team? Are they just stuck in purgatory again? I don't know if either one of the scenarios is a good scenario.
No, it's not.
Great.
It's not.
Woo! We'll continue taking your calls at 412-928-9370. We'll get into the Pickens stuff. And there's stuff coming up at 8 o'clock. Up next, how about some grades, Dorn?
Mm-hmm.
There's some grades around.
Mm-hmm.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Doran's got his player grades. Brought to you by the injury attorneys of LGKG, LGKG Western PA injury lawyers for over 90 years. LGKG.com. I have Ray Fittipaldo's grades pulled up here, Doran.
Oh, yeah?
He does it after every game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Report card, he calls it.
Yes.
And I disagree with the first one I read. He gives Justin Fields a C-minus grade. I think given, well, this is your segment, but I'll just say my piece. Given that this could have been viewed as his last best chance to hold on to the starting job, I think you gotta give the guy an F. You score 17 points, you don't make hay off the turnovers. C minus seems quite kind to one Justin Fields.
What if they won the game?
Then I could go C.
Okay. I think that's how Ray might be grading it. Mm-hmm. I'm at a C. I don't think it was an F. I mean, what, turnovers, zero?
Yes, did have the fumble.
Had the fumble. He got it back, though.
He did get it back. And you know what? He does deserve credit for that. Because he
snatched that thing away.
You're like, a quarterback. You're going into the bottom of that pile.
Yep, he snatched that away.
You've seen things.
Uh-huh.
So what would you give him?
I'd give him a C.
Okay.
I'm at a C. I can't give him an F.
He did lead what would have been the game-winning drive if the defense could hold up there at the end.
I also, my grades are a little bit different, obviously. I thought that he showed toughness, too, at times.
Mm-hmm.
That one play where they called a personal foul and the roughing the passer, I mean, he got blipped. He got right back up. There's times where he takes some hits where I'm like, that guy ain't going to get back up.
Yes.
And he, you know, that's nobody wants to hear that because of the loss and the stats, but I factor that into my grades too. Like, he showed some toughness. You know, he kept at it. He was trying to chunk away. It just didn't pan out the way that he wanted, but I give him a C.
Najee Harris.
D. Very disappointed. Especially being called out last week of being soft. No football player ever wants to be called out being soft. You have to create holes. I mean, it's the NFL. I don't care if things are bottled up. You got to create stuff. And he just couldn't get going, couldn't create stuff. I mean, that one pass that he had, and I mean, he had 35 yards receiving. That's different. And you knew that, you know, he probably was going to get targeted a little bit more in the passing game. But I give him a D. Like, okay, the offensive line is what it is, but you're a first-round running back.
That's my biggest problem, always has been my biggest problem with Najee Harris is, look, man, you're allowed to make guy miss.
Yeah.
And they're going to be unblocked guys. It's the NFL. You got to make guy miss. He doesn't make guys miss enough. And he does not look special. He has never really looked special as a first-round running back. The only way I even consider taking one is if you are clearly special. He's not. He can be a bell cow. He can be a workhorse. He's durable. He's tough. I'm not taking anything away from my man's toughness. Absolutely not. But 14 carries for 42 yards against that defense.
Against that defense.
After you get called out, like you said.
And with two of their best players out.
Right.
I mean, come on.
When Herbig was in there last week, because Highsmith's out, they ran right at him. And they had success. This week, no DeMarvin Leal, eventually. No Herbig. And what does Dallas do? They run at him. That's what's supposed to happen. Steelers know they're missing key players and they could get nothing going on the ground.
Especially when you know you're going to be the guy and everything's on your shoulders. You didn't have to look behind you and see Jalen Warren. You didn't have to look behind you and say, I got to split reps with Cordero Patterson. Like, you were the guy. Like, you knew you were going to be fed and you couldn't get anything going.
Not good enough.
Nope.
And those injuries at the outside linebacker spot did prove costly for the Steelers, but it should have been that way on the other side against the Cowboys. The injury report brought to you by Shenorovich, Shenorovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Okay, we have not graded George Pickens. We're going to have to spend more time on that. And we will do so coming up next. And what did one Dallas Cowboys defender say about George Pickens in the tunnel after the game? We'll let you know. It was unkind. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high is 64.